From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. A shakeup at BlackBerry today. The smartphone maker said that a deal to sell the company is off and its CEO is stepping down. BlackBerry's shares fell nearly 19% on the news. Cardiff Garcia is a reporter at the Financial Times. He is with us now from New York to discuss. Cardiff, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, so up till today, there was this $4.7 billion deal in the works for a Canadian company called Fairfax to buy BlackBerry. What happened?
Yeah, so a little bit of context is needed here. BlackBerry obviously has been in this tremendous nosedive for the better part of a couple of years now. And for the last few months, the company's board was looking for a group of investors to buy it, to take it private, and to hopefully provide the money and the space to mount some kind of a turnaround as it has continued to lose market share and customers to Apple and Samsung and other makers of smartphones. Well, we found out this morning that that deal has fallen through. It's not entirely clear why, and that the CEO has stepped down. So it's hard to say what the implications of this are going to be until we know more about whatever the new CEO's strategy is going to be. And in the meantime, the company has at least agreed to sell about $1 billion in these so-called convertible securities, which is an injection of cash essentially amounting to a loan. But really, I mean, this is a company that's caught in this, you know, massive and difficult, overwhelming secular trend, and it's going to be tough to see how it turns around.
Well, you say tremendous nosedive. I think it looks like we're watching the slow death of BlackBerry. Where did this company go wrong? How did it get so far behind its rivals, Apple, Google, other phone makers?
Yeah, it's a fascinating question, and I think it's going to prove to be a fascinating case study for a long time to come. I kind of think about this from two different angles. One is from the very specific, what were the decisions that were made that, you know, led to its demise, essentially? And then there's the more general point about what it means to be a company like this and the kind of competitive environment in which it is. And so from the specific point of view, I think the company became complacent. It became insular. It lacked focus. It didn't focus on its strengths as a provider of handsets and services to businesses. It tried to be popular. It tried all kinds of other products where other companies had already established themselves. And when things started going wrong, it hired an insider CEO, the one who stepped down today, Thorsten Hines, rather than bringing in an outsider that shook things up. But the bigger picture here, I think, is that this can happen sometimes, even when a company has what appears to be an absolutely dominant and unassailable position. I mean, even just a half decade ago, if you remember, having a BlackBerry, if you worked in some industries, notably Wall Street or in Washington politics, wasn't just a status symbol. It went beyond that. It was considered a must-have product.
Yeah.
And the paradigm shifted underneath the company's feet so fast that now it's not weird for somebody to look at somebody else who has a BlackBerry and laugh. It's almost an embarrassment that you'd still have like this kind of retrograde, stodgy product. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really interesting case study to follow for a long time to come as people sort of debate what happened. But, you know, this is always a threat, even for companies that appear to have the prominent position in their industry.
Well, and there were always those people. My dad is one of them who had a BlackBerry and would say, I'm not gonna use that touchscreen to type. I need the buttons. I've got to be able to use my thumbs and type these words out.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's amazing how quickly this can happen. And it's easy, by the way, to look back in time and cherry pick the decisions that appear to be awful. But yeah. I think very few of us would have guessed a half decade ago before this downturn began for the company, that the company would ever experience, you know, what it has in the last few years. It's hard to predict these things in advance. It's easy to go back and look at what went wrong.
Cardiff Garcia, reporter at the Financial Times. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And you're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.